This is episode one of Geeks Off the Clock. I am Hubert A. Shorter, and I'm here with the one and only Isla.
Isla, no initials, Danga.
You don't. Why is it that you weren't given a middle name?
Because Isla Stanger's quite unusual, and unless my beloved aged peas were going to give me some other slightly unusual middle name, they thought it would detract from it. They thought it might be a bit strange. I think they
don't think that it's strange that you don't have a middle name.
It saves me from all that embarrassment you have as a child, doesn't it? Well, what's your middle name? You can't have had that because you must have rather preferred. Oh no, did I say that?
Let's say what?
You must have rather preferred.
Oh, you mean preferred the middle name to the first name? Indeed. Well, yeah, I suppose so.
Because when you're a child, most people want to be sort of blend in and ordinary.
Well, granted, Hubert is a weird first name. I don't deny that. For a minute.
I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love it, but I love it as a older person. I think as a child, I'd have thought, "What kind of name is that?"
Well, exactly. I mean, it's not the name that I would have wanted as a child. But I think, like a lot of things, you just grow into things. I'm proud of it.
I'm good.
I think
Mum thought of calling me Margaret. Because that would have been a family name to come down. Her middle name's Margaret. Her mother was called Margaret. But
But they would have called you Maggie at school and then started comparing you to Thatcher.
Well, but they wouldn't know that in the late 80s, the late 60s, would they, my parents, that was going to happen?
Oh, well, yeah, I suppose so.
But that's, I think, a fair they point. Just thought that my name was unusual and beautiful and distinctive, and why spoil it?
Well, that's fine. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Wonderful name.
Thank you very much. Now, can you credit the musicians, please?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, of course. The theme music is courtesy of Texas Radio Fish. I keep on forgetting to say this, and I've done two test episodes. No, three. I've done three episodes, and only one of them I credited the band.
So can you credit them again? Twice more now? It did not work like that.
No, that's fine. And I'm crediting Texas Radio Fish yet again for the theme song to Geeks Off the Clock. And by the way, the theme song for Geeks Off the Clock...
I'll do it. ...was by Texas Radio Fish.
Thank you so much. So, so much.
Now, Texas Radio Fish, are you making any money out of us? I doubt it.
Are we making any money?
I'm sorry, disappointing. You write this beautiful library music... And it's picked up by a couple of people who make no money whatsoever and have no listeners.
Well, this isn't about making money. This is about just doing something you enjoy.
I know.
Talking about things that, are of interest.
When is that going to start?
I hope never, ever, never, ever.
You know, I've learned everything I know from Ken Bruce.
Ken Bruce. Who's Ken Bruce?
Brilliant.
Or is this a bad joke?
No, Ken Bruce from Radio 2.
Tell me one thing you've learned from Ken Bruce.
My microphone technique, clearly. He went to my school, Ken Bruce. Do you not know who Ken Bruce is?
I remember.
Seriously, Ken Bruce, he's from 9:30 to 12 o'clock when David Vine? Yeah, the one who doesn't make jokes but speaks with that funny voice. Political guy.
Oh, on Radio 2.
Yeah, but Ken Bruce, he's like the main morning show man. Scottish guy.
No.
He's very well known.
Was he around in the 80s?
Yes, of course he was.
Right.
He's five children and he went to my school.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm encyclopedic.
So you know a lot about Ken Bruce, but...
So there was me saying to the listener... That's a Terry Wogan joke, isn't it? To the listener.
Very good. Very, very good.
Everything I know from Ken Bruce, and you look at me like I'm an alien.
No. Okay. You said mic technique. What else? What else did you learn from Ken Bruce?
Is there anything else worth learning?
Other than mic technique. Yes. So what is the proper mic technique then, Miss Stanger?
I don't know. I think I wish I'd never said this now. It's that warm tone of voice, so that when you're in people's homes, they feel like that, you know, you're talking to them. And I am, listener, I'm talking to you.
Yes, so listener out there, you know, I've got the acerbic voice. She's got the nice soft one that everyone enjoys, I'm sure.
And I'd just like to say thank you to Texas Radio Fish in advance, because he's going to forget.
This is sounding slightly Radio 2-ish, I think.
Yeah, well, exactly. That was the whole point of my joke about 5 minutes ago.
I see.
Now
I'm guilty for not getting
this,
the joke.
If this takes off, well, no, exactly. If this takes off and we have 2 listeners or maybe 3, maybe Son the Older, Boy the Older, could write the music for this.
You know, that's a very good idea. And it is something that I'd thought about.
Had you?
Before. Oh, God, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
I'd thought about
I'm
it.
I'm really touched.
And I just assumed that he'd be, one, far too busy or you know, just not interested.
Far too busy?
Yes. Well, at the time, he was still studying.
He doesn't have a graduate job. He doesn't have that kind of degree.
Right. Okay. Well, I suppose it's something that we could possibly talk about.
Investigate.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Indeed.
Did you hear about that that thing that Trump did to those 2 reporters on MSNBC?
No. Do you know, I've had a bit of a Trump-free week. And that might be why I'm generally happier in my life.
Well, I mean, it's hardly worth going into the details. It's basically Trump being Trump and threatening the free press.
Threatening them with the truth.
Well, yes, threatening these individuals, you know, if they don't say, well, not in so many words, but essentially if they don't say good things about him, he's going to get some information on them released. It's completely insane. I kid you not.
So in other words, it was like he was encouraging them to speak to him like he did around the cabinet table
precisely.
The other day in that
precisely
hilarious but rather shocking farce.
It looked like a
meeting.
Sketch out of Monty Python. That's what it looked like to me. But it's quite nefarious, because those sorts of actions, I think, are indicative of someone who wants to be that sort of despot.
Oh, yes, completely despotic. Why actually would Trump think that if he found out some dirt on 2 reporters, that somehow that would detract from any dirt they had on him? He's the leader of the free world. So there's nothing that these reporters can do which is going to be more scandalous than what people have to say and think about.
Well, maybe they've got stuff on him regarding P-gate.
P-gate,
you know.
No.
The allegation that he paid some, I don't know, sex workers in Russia to pee on the bed that Obama stayed in.
Oh, okay. P with a double E.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, P-gate.
I didn't know it had a title.
Definitely.
All right, okay.
But I completely understand wanting to have a Trump-free week. It really is a case of he did what now? Every single time I look on the web, it's annoying.
Where have I been for the last week? It's like I've had a total memory loss blank, because I don't remember any news.
Well, what were you doing?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Was I drugged and lying in a bed somewhere?
You were so busy that you didn't have time to pay attention to the news.
Well, that's not like me, because, you know, I normally have the radio on constantly, drip feeding. But that lot at Kensington and Chelsea resigned after the fire.
Yes. Oh, yes, you had things to attend to in London. That kept you busy.
Yeah.
And
Another interview.
And, of course, you were focused on
number
the young
2,
one.
Son.
Yes.
Yeah, there was issues this week, wasn't there?
There were some issues.
Yeah, that's why I don't remember any news at all, really.
Focused on that, definitely.
So there we are.
There we are indeed.
So do we have anything else to say?
I'm going to say no. We've run out of stuff to do.
So now you press a button and the theme tune comes in.
Yes.
Oh, he's telling me to be quiet.
No,
he's indicating.
I'm not telling you to be quiet at all. I'm just trying to remember how to end it.
His index finger up, meaning, hang on, wait a minute. And I'm trying to talk to cover the gap while he faffs around in his keyboard.
I'm faffing around trying to start up the end music or the outro. That's what they call it.
I'll just sing. I'm singing the Rockford Files. Why was this singing the Rockford Files?
There you go.
Bye,
so
everyone.
The outro music is in. We'll see you next time.
Bye.